Whole Lot of Nonsense, Audio Boo 3. Good afternoon, everybody. Today I wanted to finish up the discussion that we'd started about CDFIs, again, those community development financial institutions, because it just struck me as really and a truly intriguing idea that what has typically been seen as a need for some foreign country, some place that has entirely other sets of issues other than what the U.S. has, that suddenly we might actually be able to make use of microcredit or microloans in a U.S. environment. I think that's what's sort of driving me the most to keep coming back to this topic, because it's that model that is just so thoroughly interesting to me that someone has finally looked at the need for local urban or extremely remote rural business development and said, oh, well, you know what, maybe we could look at this whole microloan, microcredit model. So we talked about the fact that this right now, what brought this to my attention was the fact that at Starbucks I can go in and I can buy a little $5 bracelet and get one to wear, and suddenly I'm donating toward this community development financial institution process that's being driven in a large part right now by Starbucks. What I did find interesting was that according to there's a group called the Opportunity Finance Network, and this article in CNN Money also mentions independent economists. For every $5 that comes in, so in other words, basically the cost of this bracelet, for every $5 that comes in, it's going to enable the CDFI fund to lend out $35. And I believe that has to do, again, with that matching set of grants that we talked about yesterday from the U.S. Treasury. So with Starbucks kicking in an initial $5 million to the fund, and then the U.S. Treasury also managing the fund, hopefully by going through what we had recommended and looking at, accurate business plans and practices and encouraging people to be responsible in their desire to gain microcredit loans, hopefully that will help people go through and make this a lot more usable initiative. So that's, again, just a good summary piece that really points out that there's a lot of potential involved here, and hopefully we'll see this really start to sprout up in the different areas. And I know that I'm going to keep an eye on it and report back to y'all as I see it, as we start to see these CDFIs popping up and see some success stories. If you see anything in your neighborhood, please drop me a tweet at Brad@Pharma or send me an audio boo tagging WLON. And with that, I will talk to you all tomorrow.